This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And we should be very careful of such people. We should be very careful in harming such people. It shouldn't happen. We harm them and they raise their hands and they curse us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. So talking about Hadrat Sa'ad, he was also from the Mustajabu Da'wat. So there was a man in Kufa who used to curse Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he used to speak evil about Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to this man that don't do that. Hadrat Ali was a close companion of Prophet Muhammad. You can't speak bad about him. So this man said to Hadrat Sa'ad, who are you? Are you a prophet? That is what we also do. Who are you to tell me? Who are you to tell me? That's the statement we use. So this man said, who are you? Are you a prophet? Should I listen to you? So Hadrat Sa'ad warned him that I will curse you. This man didn't listen. Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala who cursed him. It is mentioned in narrations that few days later, a mad camel came running in Kufa. Mad camel. Like it was looking for one particular person. It passed everyone. And it found this man who used to insult Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it trampled on this man and it killed this man. That was the dua of Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was from the Mustajabu Da'wat. It comes regarding Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Upon one occasion, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by, and Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his slave girl was coming out of the house, and the wind was strong, and the slave girl was putting on a lighter clothing. So one private part of the body was exposed. Now Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we know about him, the awe he had. So he lashed this slave girl of Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he also lashed Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was done lashing, before Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu could utter something, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu remembered that he's from Mustajabu Da'wat, his duas are accepted. Straight away, he started asking for forgiveness. Oh, Sa'ad, forgive me, Sa'ad, forgive me. Forgive me, don't curse me. That is Hadrat Sa'ad. He was from the Mustajabu Da'wat. Talking about his other part of the life, whenever we talk about the conquest of Persia, Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu is remembered. Because the Persian army was in the number of 100,000. And Muslims were in the number of 30,000. So Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu in charge of the Muslims. And alhamdulillah, all praises belong to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory with that little group compared to the group of Persia. Then 2 years later, again the services of Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu were needed. So again Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent him to conquer the capital of Persia. At that moment when they reached the river Tigris, It was overflowing. There was floods. And the Muslims couldn't cross. And the Muslims were scared. So Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu reminded everyone that listen, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in narrations that they crossed the river like they were walking on the river because of the faith they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed. He was lying down on the laps of his son. And the son started crying. He started crying. So Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala who said to him that, oh my son, you don't have to cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us Jannah. I would like to stop there for a moment. And I would like to remind each and every person seated here. Respected elders and friends, look at the optimism these people had in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how many sins we have committed, no matter what major mistake we have made in our lives, let us return to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. As long as we keep returning to Allah, Allah is waiting. Allah is ready to forgive us. The Almighty is waiting. Let us return to Allah. Do we all make that intention that we are humbly and we are humbly asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we all make that intention? Alhamdulillah. So Hadrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala and whose son was crying. So he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us Jannah. You don't have to worry. Oh my son, go open that closet. In that closet there is a cloth. I was putting on that cloth on the day of Badr. So when I die, bury me in the same clothing. Bury me in the same clothing. I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular clothing. And that is how he passed away. If you have to go on Google, I hope people use Google. Do we all use Google? You know Google? Maulana Google, Sheikh Google, right? There is one famous Sheikh, Sheikh Google. You go and you write there anything and they give you the answer. Well, that's not the right manner. You should always consult the scholars around you. All right? So if you have to go on Google and if you have to search about the grave of Hadrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you'll find there written that Hadrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried in China. But that's not the right information. According to most of the historians, Hadrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried in Iran. The person buried in China is the person who was sent by Hadrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu for a mission. So that is the life of Hadrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is the man. So now tell me, especially those who are recently married, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with a very beautiful and wonderful child. Are you going to name your child Sa'd? Inshallah. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.